The goose that laid the golden egg. A merchant who sold his goods in the great bazaar of the East found that he had a very, very special goose. This goose had a secret unlike that of any other goose. One day, shortly before Christmas, a farmer and his family were at market shopping for a nice plump goose for their Christmas table and spied the handsome fat goose in the merchant's tent. "Oh, say," said the farmer to the merchant, "how much is that fine fat goose there in your cage?" "Why, she would look splendid browned and roasted on my table with all the tasty trimmings. This goose I simply must have." "Aye," said the merchant, "you have a fine eye for fowl, my farmer friend. But because this goose is very, very special, she will cost you twice what you see anywhere else in the market. But I can assure you, the taste of this fine goose, so succulent, my friend, will be worth every penny." The farmer thought about this for a moment and finally said, "If you are right, and this goose is fit for the table of a king, much less the table of a humble farmer such as myself, then this goose I surely must have. My family deserves no less." "Then yours she shall be," said the merchant. "But I must warn you, you must kill and eat this special goose before Christmas end, or she will bring you much sadness and displeasure." "Why, before Christmas end, not a bite will remain of this fat goose," said the farmer. And away he went with the goose in his cart, and he soon headed for home with his family. On Christmas Eve, the farmer whetted his long knife and sent his boys to fetch the great goose. As he lay the goose's neck on the chopping block, the goose miraculously spoke to him. "Good sir, I implore you not to cut my neck, for you see I am a very special goose, and I can bring you much happiness. I am a magic goose." Taken much aback by a talking goose, the farmer said, "Well, magic goose, what can you do that is so magical?" "Why, I can lay golden eggs," said the goose. "Oh, can you now?" laughed the farmer, who clearly did not believe a word of it. "And where are these golden eggs?" "There are three in my pen," said the goose, "and if you let me live, I can lay even more for you." The farmer sent his boys to find the eggs, which they did, and brought to their father for inspection. "Glory be," exclaimed the farmer, "these are golden eggs. If you lay me more, why, I will be rich, and you shall not die by my hand." And so it came to pass that the magic goose laid the farmer a golden egg once a day. The farmer sold the rare, priceless golden eggs for more money than he had ever seen, more money than he or his family could ever imagine. The farmer soon owned one of everything, and when nothing new was left to buy, he bought two of everything and enjoyed the attention everywhere he went of being the richest man in his village, and in fact, the richest man in all the countryside. But the now very rich farmer became displeased and worried, because he was sure the goose could lay two golden eggs every morning instead of only one. That way he could be twice as rich and have twice the things he now had. Knowing this, he was never happy again with all that he had. He wanted more, more, more. He tried to talk to the goose and explain that he wanted more golden eggs. But the goose only honked, as geese do, and would not utter a human word, laying him only one golden egg per day. The farmer gave the goose more grain to eat, thinking a fatter goose would lay more golden eggs, but this was not to be. The goose ate his fill, and no more, and still would lay only one golden egg per day. This drove the once peaceful farmer to near madness. "That goose is keeping its eggs from me," he growled to his sons, as they would bring him the one egg the goose had laid. One morning he could stand no more. He grabbed his sharpest knife, and before his sons could stop him, he said, "I'll wager that goose has eggs inside her, lots and lots of eggs, and they would be worth all the money in the world. I shall have them for myself." And with that, he snatched the magic goose from its pen, chopped her neck, and sliced her open with his gleaming sharp knife. Inside the goose he found nothing. The goose's insides were completely empty of golden eggs. The moral of the story is, he who wants everything often loses everything.